I'm very happy to be a part of Christ Community Church. For many, maybe of those who are new, 16 years ago, summer like this, it's when we are connected to Christ Community Church. My brother, Bishop James, who is now my boss, is the regional bishop, and myself, we were up in upstate New York, Elim Bible Institute, and when summertime came, we did not know where to go. And so Joshua, our brother and friend, came and asked us if we were to go anywhere. We told him, no, we'll just remain in school. We'll be doing some work while we pay for our stay here. So Joshua called home to our now Virginian parents, Dabney and Donna Davis. And so that's how we are connected to this place. For 3 months, we stayed in their home. We are connected to church. And I'm happy to see Pastor John. I saw Pastor John there. John Manzano is just left. I just wanted to hug him, but he's gone. He's gone out. And also, at the same time, we were also ministering at the bridge. And I'm happy to see Brother Washington. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you. And so since then, the church has been very close to us. Now we have partnered together. I'm now ministering to about 15 other churches. But because of some little crisis here and there, about 6 of the centers are closed. But just early this year, we started doing a new strategic plan. But I thank God that through your prayers and support, we now lead a pastor's fellowship of over 20 denominations within Marsbet. I am the patron of that fellowship. Then later we started what's known as the Interfaith Council of Marsbet. I am the coordinator. It brings the Catholic Church, the bishops and all the priests, together with a Muslim family on a forum of building peace amongst our people in the north. Most of our people in the north, we are pastoralists. We keep animals. So just as in the time of the Bible, Abraham and Lot started fighting, the servants, yeah? So our people fight because of lack of pasture and water for our animals. So we kill each other, and these things continue on and on. But through that forum, God has helped us to bring peace to our people. 2 years ago, seeing the challenge that many pastors go through with their families, one of the pastor's son went through problems of drugs and he was in prison. So what I did is that I started a pastor's children fellowship just to bring pastor's children together. And this son of one of the pastors went to visit at the prison. We encouraged him together with all the pastor's children. He was to be in prison for 10 years. But because of our intervention and prayers, he just left 2 months ago, prison, and is now at home because of that kind of fellowship and coming together. And so we still continue reaching many, and we thank God for you. So just because of that, I made a small token of certificate. Here it reads, we, the Marsabit County PEFA District, appreciate our partnership with Christ Community Church for your unwavering prayers and support towards the fulfillment of the Great Commission, Matthew 28:16-20, in Kenya, Africa, and beyond. So signed by our chairman, Dr. Wamwere, and myself. So maybe, Pastor, can you just, and Pastor Bill, I just wanted someone to take a snap here because we don't want to forget such a time as this. Anybody? Yeah. Yes. Good, my hand. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, yes, yes. God bless you. Yeah. And I want to appreciate my Virginian parents. There's also a certificate for them. When they put there, they'll be praying for us as we continue. So, Mom and Dad, please. Could you just... So thank you very much. Thank you for your prayers. And we'll continue serving together because missions is not an option. It's a must. It's a must because it's the great commission from our Lord and Savior. He said, go ye into all the world. And sometimes if you're not able to go, but you can send us by sending your gift. And the Lord, all the same, will continue blessing you. So thank you. This morning, seeing the challenges that are before us, every now and then. Today I just want to share on how to pray in a time of crisis. Many a times it comes a time when we do not know what to pray. When crisis coming, yeah? And it's just funny, this morning as we were driving, coming here, just a part of the crisis that we face every day. A WhatsApp message was sent to me by one of our Christians. She's a nurse working in the government hospital in Marsabit. And also another message sent to me by one of our pastors working, is the secretary of our district. And this is what the WhatsApp says. Terrorism as militia at Yaido camp set to attack Sololo Christian missionaries. Information received from Lafe town Mandera disclosed that AC militia at Yaido camp in Somalia, which is along the common border of Kenya and Somalia, are set to carry out terror attacks against Christians missionaries at Sololo in Moyale sub-county within Marsabit County. Is that not a crisis? Huh? And just in 1989, if you could just Google today when you go back, Abuja Declaration. Abuja is a city in Nigeria. In 1989, presidents from the Islamic nations, including Gaddafi, Mubarak of Egypt, Saddam Hussein also came in. So they came in with an Abuja Declaration of 1989. And this declaration stated that they want to turn Africa to become the first Islamic continent. The first Islamic continent. So that declaration said that they'll create the unity among us Muslims. They'll support the endeavors to bring leaders into all the countries just to make the reforms and to introduce Sharia law in all the nations of Africa. And then they say that they'll start supporting all those endeavors. And since then, you'll read of these terrorist occurrences. In Nigeria, many girls were abducted just because of these plans. And so this terrorism thing is not new. It's going on. That's a crisis. But where is our God? Are we together? Yes. Now, the last one, maybe just then I go into my sermon. As I was coming, this is the one that just came in from our sister nurse. It says this. United Nations alert. The body parts of black market business is booming in the Middle East. One kidney now costs $262,000. The heart costs $119. Liver, $157. So be aware of false foreign agency that promises work abroad. They process your papers, pay your ticket, and then take you abroad in pretense that they want to get you a good job. But instead, when you get there, they kill their victims and harvest all their valuable parts. A lot of people were offered jobs in the Middle East, and up to now, their family cannot trace their whereabouts. Let our children and grandchildren be aware of the device of the devil. This is a crisis. In Africa, our peoples is the poor of the poorest live in Africa. And so if they get little opportunities just to go abroad, they'll do whatever to go. But these are the tricks of the devil that comes in. Now, that's just a small view of what's going on in Africa. Today, also us here, as we are seated, we do pass through different crises. Economical crisis. Might be now you're looking at your bills and you're almost clocking bankruptcy. Health issues, cancer, different other kinds of ills. Family issues, divorce rates are very high. Children are forsaking their parents because of many other things. These issues do come to us. But the question is, where is our God at such a time as that? And I want to thank God as we were worshiping and praising, I just felt the presence of God. So my coming here today is not just come to share the needs that you have in Kenya. No, the Lord has sent me to tell you with the anointing, apostolic anointing over my life, that the Lord is going to set you free from all kinds of crises that you are undergoing. Because the battle is not yours. Amen? Amen. The battle belongs to the Lord. Early this year, whenever year begins, I usually take time to go into the wilderness for 21 days of fasting and praying. So I did my first 2 weeks. Then later I called a team of my evangelists, whom we do pray together. So when they arrived in one of our remote centers, we entered our church and we were set now to pray for 3 days with them. And so as we were just praying, this lady evangelist, the Lord shows her many things going on in the spiritual realms. So we were shown 3 old men on an old pickup truck. It was just passing our church, and one of them had this Muslim turban, you know, the Islamic cap, you know, the white cap. And the other one had our cultural turban. It's also white in color. And these turbans talks about the priests of our leaders, cultural leaders, who control our cultures, even if they are evil cultures that subdue our people. So as they were on this truck, the truck was passing. It was a very old truck. What does it mean by being old? It means they have been there for many years. Okay? So it was passing. By the time it passed the church, it broke down and it vanished off. So what God was telling us is that even before we started praying with my team for 3 days, the Lord has already finished the battle. Amen. Amen. Because the battle is not ours. It is the Lord's. So now I just want to share. I think you've got in your bulletin briefs on the support. And we've just read about Jehoshaphat. In the scripture today, the Bible there starts by saying, verse 1. And it came to pass after this. In other scriptures it says afterwards, okay? So why does it talk about afterwards, or it came to pass after this? It means in the context, just before that chapter, there was something going on in the land of Israel. And in fact, Jehoshaphat was a righteous leader. His heart was just like his grandfather, a man after God's own heart, okay? He built and he brought a lot of spiritual reforms in Israel. So at that time, Jehoshaphat was right with God. But the question is, why then did crisis come? It means that even if you are spiritual, whatever spiritual level you are, crises are inevitable. They'll still come. Amen? You know, sometimes when crises come, judgment also, you start judging yourself. Maybe I'm not right. Maybe I've done something against my God. It's not that. Crisis will still come in whatever forms. But the thing is this, when it comes, what will you do? Quickly, let me just give us 6 lessons on the life of Jehoshaphat. Number one, when this crisis came, and when Jehoshaphat was told that a large army, a confederation of kings, Ammonites, the Moabites, and others, they had gathered to come and fight Israel and to finish them off. You know that's the vision of Islamic nations. Every time they want to wipe Israel out of the map of the world. Have you heard of that? Many times. Even that's what happened that time. Time of Jehoshaphat. But what did Jehoshaphat do at such a time as this? Number one, Jehoshaphat turned to God for help. Amen. Do we turn to God for help? Or do we turn to Google for help? I hear people are now asking Google a lot of questions. Eh? Just like yesterday I saw in the TV, it was they were asking, Google, can you take a selfie? Something like that. So many times we turn to Google, or even we turn to our own confidence, our own strength. Jehoshaphat had all this, but he learned the secret of turning to God for help. Why? Because he remembered that God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this God has also promised a lot of promises. Just this last week, when I was watching one of the preachings, and a researcher was there, he was being questioned, and he brought the Bible. He did a lot of research on the Bible. And he said this, that there are 9,700 plus promises in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation for all of us. 9,700 plus promises. Pastor Jeff, all of them are ours. All of those is mine. Amen. So Jehoshaphat came before God for help, reminding God of the promises he promised upon his people, despite the crisis around them. And thirdly, Jehoshaphat appealed to God's character. God has a character, and his character is explained in his name. Amen. He is called Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. He is called Jehovah Jireh, God who provides. Jehovah Roy, God who heals you. Jehovah my banner. All these are his character. He is our God. So whatever the crisis, he is also Jehovah who heals us. Even if cancer comes, he is able to heal. Amen. That's God's character. So when you come to God for help, remember his character. He is a God who is faithful always. And I've seen his faithfulness even in my life. Even after turning to God, the second thing that Jehoshaphat did, he admitted his inadequacy. Inadequacy? The right word? Yeah, I'm trying to use good English here for us to understand. Because there's African English, This American English, okay? Yeah. So admit your inadequacy. Why? Because Jehoshaphat had everything. In chapter 17, it states that his army was also strong. He had a strong army, but he did not rely on whatever he had. He just came to God and he just gave himself to God, telling God that he has no power. Secondly, he does not know what to do in this crisis. God loves us when we submit and when we humble before him. Despite our knowledge, despite what we have, we must come to God, because God will never forsake the humble, but he gives grace to the humble. What does he do? He forsakes the proud. Are we together? So Jehoshaphat knew, very well knew, that he is not able to do anything. He turned to God for that. Why did he turn to God in his inadequacy? Third point, Jehoshaphat relied on God's resources. God has everything. David in Psalm 24 says, "Our God, who owns the heavens and the earth, and the thousands of animals on the hill, he is God. And so who will come to his hill? The Lord has everything. The Lord has the help that you need. The Lord has the answer of the different relationships that you have. The Lord has everything that appertains to your crisis. Today, it's for you to turn to God for help. It's to turn to God for his resources. For he is able to do all this. Point number four. After turning to God for his resources and God creating that need for him, the only thing when we come to God's resources, we should have faith. So point number four, relax in faith. Amen. What is faith? Faith is being sure of things that are not seen with our eyes, but we know that it's there for us. In Romans chapter 4, when Paul talks about the faith of Abraham and how Abraham believed in his God, it is stated that God, who calls things that are not as if they are. Amen? One brother said that when you come to God and the thing that you wanted is not in his store, he will create it that time because he is able. Amen? Can you imagine? That's our God. But Hebrews 11:6 says, "For it is impossible to please God without faith." For when you come to God, you must have faith that he is there. And he rewards those who seek him with all of their hearts. That's what Jehoshaphat did. After he saw the crisis all around him, he did not start murmuring and complaining just as the Israelites did before. But he sing and praying. Turned to God and he called for a national time of fasting and praying. So all the women, all the men, all his armies came to a built area of worship. The courts were very new. And he stood there seeking God because they all had faith in God. Amen? Amen? Do you have faith in God today? That he will remove your crisis? That he's able to remove your crisis? Amen? Yes. Have faith in God. Because even now as I talk, he's here with us. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen? Yes. So relax in faith. Point number five. Thank God in advance. After they came around and started praying, and so the prophet of the Lord stood and said, "The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's." So they were commanded that tomorrow, advance and go ahead. So what Joshua did is that he called the Levites and he prepared a choir just to go forth and worship the presence of God, to worship the greatness of God, to praise the character of God. Amen. Yes. For his love endureth forever. I thank God for the worshipers today. They led us into that. His love endured forever. His love endured forever. Him that called Israel from Egypt and led them to Canaan, his love endured forever. He that made them cross the Red Sea, his love endured forever. He that fed them manna from heaven, his love endured forever. He that removed and subdued all the kingdoms of Canaan, his love endured forever. So that's what they started singing and praising God. Hallelujah. Today I want to tell you this, that God is able to change all your crises into blessings today. For he is able. Amen? Amen. What we want to do, what we are doing in Marsabit this year, we've just created a new strategy of reaching out, a 5-year strategy. And God has given me a team of 5 prayer warriors who stand with me and pray. And within the 5, we have a lady evangelist who the Lord has just blessed with new Borana gospel music. So she came to me and I can just hear her singing these songs. But it's nowhere, it's just written in papers. I told her, I want to stand with you. We will raise some money, you go and make a CD. And want to put them in a CD form. And so we raised that money and she went, and today we have a CD. All Borana, great music of worship and gospel and preaching to our people in Borana. So what we have done, despite the crisis I've just mentioned to you, we want to be like Jehoshaphat. We are preparing a great worship around the northern Kenya and into southern Ethiopia. We just want to go city to city every month worshiping God. And we are preparing this team to do just that. Why? Because the battle is not ours. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. Despite the terrorist threats, we don't care about those threats because our God is in heaven. He is a great God. Even before we do battle, he does battle for us. But what Joshua says, just start in advance worshiping and praising God. Amen. Just 3 weeks, I was in California with a purpose-driven church program with Rick Warren. And Rick Warren, during this conference, challenged us. And he said, you know, the gospel needs to be communicated. And he said this, that even before he built his first church sanctuary, for over 15 years, they just placed all their resources in communicating the gospel. So they put all their finances into building communication. Amen. So now with this team, even myself, I thank God for that revelation. I called my team, I said, we want to build and be ready for every month from city to city. You know, just as Billy Graham did, his crusades, and Reinhard Bonnke and others, that's what we want to do with my team. And we are just praying that God meets our need. There's a budget that I gave to my brother here. We are looking for about $3,000 just to buy, you know, those big speakers. We put it in a city, in the marketplace. Our people tend animals. And a lot of them come into a place to water their animals. When we come to there and place these speakers and worship God and lift our God, even the demons and all those leaders with turbans, despite whatever they are doing, God will just bring them down. Because the Lord says, if you lift me up, amen, into the nations, I will draw my people to myself. So stand with us and send us, because God is able to do that. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. My last point. Expect God to turn your battles into blessings. Amen. Expect God to turn your crisis into blessings. Hallelujah. I thank God for the words. I saw the word there. The valley of Baraka. And I'm like, Baraka? Baraka is the Swahili word for blessings. Amen. So despite the crisis that we see, despite the crisis that you are in now, the Lord will move you from your crisis into the valley of Baraka. Amen. The valley of blessings, the valley of worship. And I've seen the Lord doing that. And I want to finish by saying this. He is able, even now, to turn all your crisis into a blessing. But one thing he wants you to do, and that's what Jehoshaphat, with all his leaders, did. Not only leaders, all the women and all the children. Just read that chapter. And in fact, that's what Moses told Pharaoh. When Pharaoh said, "Let my people go." When Moses said, "Let my people go," to Pharaoh, what did Pharaoh say later after those plagues? After the fourth plague, he called Moses and said, "Now can only your men go to worship God? Leave your women, your children, and everything." What did Moses say? "No, no, no. God needs all of us, our women, our children, and our resources." Amen? So Jehoshaphat, when he worshipped God, when he turned back to God, he did not leave the women, he did not leave the children. They were all there together. And I pray for Christ Community Church, when we turn back to God, let's all together come back to God. Let's even give ourselves time to fast and pray, because God is able. Fasting and praying. You know, in America, you're very much blessed. And every TV I see is just about food. Yeah, so it's all about eating. Even sometimes, I've been telling my mom, and sometimes when I visit, we go into a hotel, you know, you're asked what to eat. Should it be well done? I just said, "Please, can you just bring anything?" You know? Because, in fact, in Africa, when you receive any meal, it's a blessing. Yeah. So it's not only because we lack that we fast and pray. No. Even sometimes when we have, we fast and pray. So for America, let's turn back to God. Amen.
Amen.
He is here today to turn all our battles into a blessing. Now, one funny thing, just to end. After praising God, Jehoshaphat the next day with his army just went in to face their enemies. What did they see? They only saw bodies frayed everywhere. Why? Because God had already finished the battle. Amen. And it's a prophecy for you today. And this is the message I'm bringing to you. I believe in my prayers this week, as I have been praying for this, I'm bringing a word to you that God is able to make you a testimony to your doctor. Whatever your doctor has told you, the Lord is able to change that. And today you go back with a different message. When he tests you, he's like, "Huh? No. Let me do a second test." He does the second test. There's something different here. Then he will send you to another doctor. "My friend, can you test this client of mine?" So you go to this second doctor. He tests. Nothing is seen. Why? Because the Lord has turned your testimony, amen, into a victorious testimony. Do you believe that? Do you believe with me he can do that? Hallelujah. Amen. Because he is able to turn our battles into a blessing. Can you stand up, all of us? Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank you, Father, for Christ Community Church. I want to thank you, Father, for the pastors here, Pastor Bill, Pastor Jeff, Pastor Tom, and even Pastor John and others, oh God. Even the ministries, like the Bridge Ministry, my brother Washington, and all the others who work together. And all of us here, our women, our young men, our men, I want to thank you, God, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. Despite the crisis around us, now you have sent me here, Lord, to speak a turnaround in the name of Jesus. Your sons and daughters are not going to fight battles anymore, because the battle is not ours. The battle belongs to you. In the name of Jesus, turn those crises into blessings. Economical crisis, family crisis, relationship crisis. In the name of Jesus, let them all be turned for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, fight for us, fight for us, fight for us. In the name of Jesus. And I want to thank you for the years that we've stood together with this church, oh Lord. Continue sending us together. And as we continue partnering together, Lord, we want to see you, God of heaven. And I want to thank you because we are turning to you for help today. We are admitting that we are inadequate, Lord. We are relying on your resources, oh God. And Father, I want now to relax in faith in your name, oh Father. And I want to also thank you in advance and worship you, for you are great. And I want to say thank you because you have turned all our battles into our blessings. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. God bless you.